Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Man Music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament, the Champions Tour Tournament in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. My 10th year in a row to broadcast. I broadcast from all of the Insperity Championships here, and we always have a great time. We get to meet great people like the man sitting in front of me right now, legendary golfer Gary Player, the great, clearly, in my opinion, the great gentleman, Mr. of golf, Mr. Player. Welcome to the show. Thanks again for staying with me. Thanks for being here today with me face to face. Thanks for every golfer who ever played golf and whoever cared about golf and whoever watched professional golf. I want to thank you for being the representative of the game that you have been. You are a hero to so many people, millions of people, and I want to thank you for living your life like that.
Well, what a blessing. I like to try and think of myself. Obviously, we're all sinners, and we all have problems in life, but I like to try and think of myself as a servant of God and to serve others in my life, which I do and have done for 60 years. And it's nice to hear somebody say that because I have great love in my heart for people.
Yes.
I just love being around people. So many athletes and celebrities, they see people, they walk away from them. I walk right to them.
And folks, let me tell you something. You see people behaving a certain way on television, and when you see them in real life, they're not that way. Gary Player's not like that. I've seen you more than once, Mr. Player, on television. I've seen you several times out in public. I saw how you treated the lady who served your food yesterday at the restaurant. And folks, when you see Gary Player on television, that's the human being that he is off the air. And that's Socrates said 2,500 years ago, said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yes, and I think the greatest way to enjoy your life, too, is to give to others, to make other people happy. Because if you make other people happy, you're happy yourself.
I want to talk about that in a little bit. I want to get to your foundation in a second, in a little bit. But before I do that, I want to talk to you about your philosophy of business. You, as a professional golfer, you're a small business owner. When you started out, if you didn't win, if you didn't play well, you didn't eat. You eat what you kill, right? And now you've got a lot of different businesses. You got the golf course business. You got a farm, but you got a number of businesses. What do you think? What are some advice you have for small businesses?
Well, first of all, I started off as a very poor person, struggling in life. Don't have very much. Mother's dead when I'm 8. My brother went to war at 17 from South Africa to fight in the American 5th Division. So I go to a very, very good school, an outstanding school. In fact, without boasting, I don't think this great country, which is the greatest country in the world, the United States, has one school that could compare to that. We had prayer at school, we had libraries, we had debating halls, we had physical training 4 times a week, many languages, new studied international affairs. So it was an extraordinary school. So thank goodness, with my father working 10,000 feet underground, I come home to a house, it's dark, nobody's there. I'd have to, you know, prepare everything for myself, my ironing of my clothes. I don't know how to iron today, but I did then. And, you know, prepare my food and get up early and struggle. And that was the best thing that could happen because you have to go through adversity sometime in your life. And if this is what we could get through to all people, particularly the youth of a nation who are the trustees of posterity, we've got to teach the youth in schools, which they don't do. You're going to have times in your life when you're going to struggle, and you must be prepared for that and don't take it too seriously because that happens to everybody. So in business, I think we have one of our commandments in business, if we can put it that way. Everything in business is negotiable except quality.
Right.
And service.
And ethics.
And service. I mean, today, to get service, if you get bad service, does that employee really care about it? Mm-hmm. It's only the owner that really cares. They get a salary, they go on, but to get good service, good help is very, very important. People that have dedication. I think a work ethic, obviously, this is what made this country so great. There's so many things that made this country the best country in the world. It wasn't luck. Luck is the residue of design. People worked hard. They came from Europe. They were starving for good education, for a job, and were proud of this country when they honored the flag, and they were prepared to fight for this country and fight for freedom, and have respect. And very few drugs, and you know, it was just a, it's just, this is what made this country great.
Right, no question about it. And but you know, in the marketplace today, the marketplace is very different from the than what it was 50 years ago when you and I started in the marketplace. But the fundamentals haven't changed. The way you treat people, that's what you were saying. The respect, the quality, those are fundamentals. They haven't changed, have they?
Well, I think something that's very, very important, and that is, the, you know, there's no greater feeling than to see a smile on a mother's face, you know, whose son, who you might help, or to see an instant change of life on an orphan, to give them a feeling of that they're being wanted.
Right.
There's so many, to give love to people, I think, is one of the greatest things in the world.
That's more important to you now than anything else.
Gee, that's so important.
I mean, what you're doing now, and we're gonna get into that a little bit, continue to get into that a little bit more. But I can tell from talking to you that at this stage in your life, giving back is more important to you than anything.
Because I've received so much.
Yeah.
And I struggled, so I've been through the middle. I struggled, and then I received, and now it's time to give back. Mm-hmm. So we all have a duty to fulfill on this earth. And if you can have on your epitaph, it didn't matter what sort of a golfer I was. Yes, I was a world champion, but he contributed more to society than he worried about his golf. That, to me,
he left the
my big objective right now in my life is to save lives.
Yeah.
That's my big...
And when we come back, you've got a foundation that's 30 years plus 2 years old, and it's a global. It has a global reach now, and we come back, I want you to tell us about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with legendary golfer Gary Player, one of my heroes, and I mean that, folks, not only in golf, but also in life. He's a man who I respect very much for the way he's lived his life and the way he continues to do so. And we'll be right back after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.